Hello everyone, I am Isaiah Jacobs and I'm sitting here with Kathy Liu and the mic. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
So, as I understand it, you guys have recently come out with your first collaborative webcomic called Shattered Perspective. Could you please tell us a little bit about this webcomic?
It's a combined effort of our role plays being formatted into a proper story over the years. It's been nothing but a brainstorm for well over a decade. We finally tried to piece it into something functional to show everyone else.
We've been writing it since we met back in 2001, and we just kind of, it went from one story to another, and we just kind of grabbed little bits of what we liked in the other stories and put them into one.
So, you say that this is the culmination of a decade's worth of role-playing. So, when the both of you first created your initial personas, these are actually based off the this Shattered Perspective role-play or what it was back then?
It's the other way around. We had different characters we created over the years. And as I started piecing together a story, I started pitching the idea that maybe we could use bits and pieces from these characters to make proper protagonists and antagonists.
Yeah, I had my own story with my character that I've had since elementary school, and some of the villains that I had in my story, we fit in with some of Mike's villains and just kind of put it together.
Now, for some of these characters that you've mentioned, there's two recurring characters that I've seen throughout your art over the years. Kathy, your main persona, the cat with the red hair. And Mike, your... I want to pronounce it Deux or Dukes?
It's Du.
Oh, it's Du? Okay.
Du.
And Mike, could you please explain to me a little bit about this Du character?
Only a bit. This guy is a golem, or a strange version of one from our story. He's a combination of magic and technology.
And did you develop this character before you met Kathy, or did this develop as you started role-playing with each other?
This was something developed immediately for the story itself. He had no place beforehand other than a loose idea that was a reboot of my original character. The only thing I retained was some of the visual markings. Everything else has changed completely.
Okay, I see. And, Kathy, what about your persona, which features as a main character in Shattered Perspective?
Kathy was made back when I was younger. And I've had to rewrite her story quite a few times. What she is, who she is, and her family and everything. Right now, in the story, there's very little known about the character in the story so far, sort of like Mike's, because it is just the first chapter. But hopefully, if we keep it going, I'll be able to actually explain more about her in the story.
Right.
Now,
sorry, go on.
Part of the reason for withholding information is the title itself. We want to limit the viewpoints of the viewers. We want to give them a certain biased idea of what's going on. So when the truth finally wraps around and takes them, it surprises them.
So it's a very plot or story-heavy comic.
It's a very plot-heavy story.
Okay.
It's hard to really figure out what's going on right now, but the further you get into reading the story, the more things start to click, and it makes a little bit more sense.
Okay.
The story has suffered a lot right now because I haven't put as much effort or knowledge into it as I could have. I've been trying to make that up for the upcoming second chapter.
No, I got you. And you've mentioned that this story has gone through several iterations. Do you remember what the initial premise of this, of all this story was about?
It was extraordinarily disjointed and highly focused on lost civilizations.
When we first started writing it, was mostly just for fun, and what I thought would be entertaining to start writing about, and it just went from there.
And could you tell me about how the story starts off as you have it now, with the war between the magic people, or really a war between magic and science? Why did you decide on this sort of plot?
I wanted to find a very ambiguous view of things. I wanted to show how things could topple over, keep going, topple over again. How someone could be reviled or revered, depending simply on their political view. I want to make it very hard to take sides.
So it's sort of like both sides aren't right or wrong in their own perspective. Like,
yeah.
It's sort of a shades of gray type of thing.
Yeah.
All the sins were committed by people who are now dead and gone, or just so far gone it doesn't even matter anymore. And you're kind of seeing what's left of everything they've done.
So it's sort of like the consequences of a past civilization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see. To sort of go into some of the other characters that have been created, like Gavin, did you know that you're going to include Gavin from the very beginning, or was this sort of a decision made in the development of the story?
Gavin has been around a very long time. He went by a name previously. Through my gallery, you'll see him with another name, Manji.
Oh, Manji, that's right, yes.
Yeah, it's now Gavin for the story, but I guess we were going to stick him in anyway because of what he is.
He's some of the only family jointed between Kathy and another upcoming character.
Yeah. There's a few characters that are part of a family, very few, and they're really close-knit, very tight with each other. So I couldn't have left him out if I was going to involve Kathy or anyone else.
Okay. Now, I understand that both of you are Wiccans, is that correct?
I am.
I'm just me.
Okay, fair enough. And would you say that, your belief in the Wiccan... I want to say religion, or is it more of a philosophy?
It's a religion.
A religion? Okay. Would you say that your belief in the Wiccan religion serves as one of the many driving points for the motivation for the characters in the story and why they have this feud with technology?
Somewhat. I've integrated some of my beliefs into the story, but it's not strictly related to Wiccan, Wicca in itself. It's just these are certain things that I figured that Kathy as herself or the people that she associates with would believe, and it just kind of went from there.
Her Wiccan inspiration pretty much solely focused into Kathy and her people.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, I understand that the first chapter for Shattered Perspective was uploaded on a bi-monthly basis. Do you plan on continuing that schedule for the rest of the chapters?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And with this bi-monthly schedule and the time it takes to put out 2 pages a month... What would you say was the most difficult thing to work on in your own efforts on the comic?
I would say possibly getting layouts and the coloring, because it went from the tones to actual shading.
For me, it was communication. We were working on opposite schedules for a while, and I've been extremely disjointed until recently.
And going forward with future chapters for Shattered Perspective, do you see this as being a sort of a continuing problem, or do you think that as the comic develops, you'll be able to be more fluid in production?
We've had some alarming changes in our situation, and I've put our break to good use. I've been studying some comic techniques and other things that I can put to work on this comic.
Yeah, I don't think that our schedule will be an issue anymore, because I'm no longer doing the work that I did since I lost my job. So now I'm strictly working with artwork and starting to get back into doing commissions and making money that way. So it keeps me on the same schedule as him, so I can do my artwork and then I can work on the comic and back and forth and not have to wake up 6 a.m., go to work, and have all that time lost.
Right, of course. Understandable. And for the first chapter of Shadow Perspective, it's I noticed mainly a lot of exposition and action. And still, going forward with Shadow Perspective, are there... what sorts of topics do you plan on covering and sort of themes being introduced, like romance and mystery and or comedy even? Do you plan on introducing those kind of things?
Yes, I do. I'd almost say the first chapter was buying time.
It's more of a prologue chapter. It's more... See, this is a certain situation. This is sort of what you can expect.
There was a tense beginning, and it was meant to be that way, but originally we had a disagreement on when to actually start the comic, and I was very unversed in how to do this. I knew that we could use the strained situation, push it into pure action, and that would buy time. I plan to start the comic in earnest now.
Okay, I see. I know that a lot of people are wondering, and I myself am, admittedly, will this be an adult comic, or will it strictly stay PG-13?
It will have moments.
Moments?
It'll have adult situations, and it's more of a mature comic. There's going to be a lot of violence, a lot of bloodshed, as well as in the first chapter. But it will have adult situations, some romance... romantic situations, sexual situations, but that's not the main focus of the
right,
story.
Right, yeah. Right, of course.
It's just certain things happen, and that's just how it goes.
No, I gotcha. And I know that you don't really want to give too much away, but is there a particular page or a certain arc that you guys are really looking forward to getting to in the future?
Well, yes.
Yes.
The
arc in San Morgana is where everything culminates.
And
it's where you finally have your viewpoint completely broken apart.
Well, that will definitely be interesting to get into.
That was my favorite arc of the story when we were writing it, and I think it was his too.
It's the reason for the name of the comic itself. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yes.
And how? Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, all of my excited.
And how far would you say that you, or how many chapters are you into the of the outlining of the story?
The story is almost completely outlined now, but the next chapter is going to start laying things out properly. You're going to start seeing some of the hierarchies. You're going to see how trade and commerce is done.
How the land is laid out, and how different cultures mix, and stuff like that.
Well, okay, personally I'm looking forward to that, because I'm a huge geek, and I love seeing sociology in action, so I'm going to be a big nerd, and I think I'm going to love Chapter 2 a lot. When do you think we can expect to start seeing Chapter 2 updated?
Hopefully, it'll be updated later this month. We've already got the first couple of pages laid out, and I have to work on inking and coloring. So, possibly, if not the end of this month, then the very beginning of February, at the latest.
All right, well, that sounds good. I look forward to it. Kathy, Mike, thank you so much for joining me again. And I look forward to having you both back on the show, whether it be for Shattered Perspective or any other projects you may introduce in the future. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.